Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for that, Rafe. So we're going to just have a few announcements first in the channel. So things to know, if you're an attendee, you won't be able to share your video or turn on your sound. You will be able to interact with us in the chat. Make sure that you've got the panelist and attendees option selected in the to section so everyone can see what you're saying. Give us your feedback about what your experience is. It's really nice to hear how things are landing with you. If you have questions that are specific for Monica, put them in the Q&A box. That's where they don't get lost in the chat, and we know that we can get all the questions for her to answer. If you see a question you like, just vote for it, and that way we know that the most people in the room are getting answers to those questions. Yeah, that's it for the format. Again, if you want to come up to the panelist section so you can share your video, then just raise your hand and we can bring you up into there as long as there's a space. So we're going to be speaking with Monica Ruiz. Her session is Modern Times, Ancient Practices, the Healing Power of Sound. She is a practitioner. She has over 15 years experience in mindfulness, blending it with a wide range of tools, meditation, movement, sound healing, and coaching. She held executive positions in corporate environments, which allows her to offer a unique offering, bringing the practicality of the modern world with the mysticism of healing. She has lived on 4 continents and speaks 7 languages. She loves the sea, the sun, and sharing good conversation over food. So over to you, Monica.
Thank you so much, Oscar. That was a beautiful intro. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this beautiful session. Hopefully you are as excited as I am here. Actually, I was just saying that even the sun came out here in London, which, as you know, the UK, that's a rare thing happening these days. So very, very, very excited have you all here. A couple of things in terms of housekeeping elements. So we are all prepared and ready for what's going to happen. We're going to be sharing together the next 15 minutes. From these 15 minutes, we're going to be splitting the session into 2 separate sections. The first one is going to be much more about talking about sound, what it is, its origins. We're going to do a little bit of a play and kind of see how the emotions are connected with the sounds. And with that, I'm going to be using a presentation. So I'm going to be dipping in and out just to check that you're still all awake and you're not drifting away after so much text and so much kind of attention into the screen. And then on the second half, after we can be talking about the origins and the meaning and how we use sound as a way of communication, and actually how is the most primarily source of communication and of life here in the planet, we're going to actually experience it. Probably you see, I'm really well accompanied by these beautiful babies, 13 nonetheless, 13 ancient Tibetan bowls. They're very, very special to me. I'll share a little bit more about the story later, but I say ancient because they are over 150 years old. They've seen a lot. They've seen a lot of things in all sorts of locations and continents, and I'm so honored and happy to be able to bring them to all of you and bring their healing powers. So that will be the second part of the session. For that part of the session, I would recommend that you get some headphones. that you get any extra layers. So whether it's a blanket, a jumper, depending also in which is the latitude that you're living in. Maybe, you know, if right now you are in the Southern Hemisphere, you're enjoying the summer in Argentina. So kind of some friends connecting from Argentina. So probably you're going to be just enjoying, wow, here, you know, where it is getting into winter. Anyway, so any extra layers, water to hydrate yourself, headphones. And of course, if you would like to lie down, I will always recommend to take that part, the sound healing part of things, lying down, because you're kind of much more receptive and the body is actually much more prepared for those things. So having said that, as Oscar had mentioned, you have any questions, just here, put it in the chat. Otherwise, let's just start diving in. I'm going to be sharing with all of you my screen, so you all see what's happening here, presentation-wise. So if everyone is okay with that, everyone sees that, let's just get cracking. So here we are. We're going to be talking about something that is one of the most ancient sources of communication, of exchange, of exploration in the planet, which is sound, and how these days actually has become so popular, you know, like sound healing and gongs and bats and all that kind of stabinero beads and white nose. Like, what is all of that, all that fat? So we can actually just break it down into something that, you know, very basic, very understanding why sound is so important for all of us. And then, of course, as I said, we're going to get a really nice taster on the second half of the session. So this is actually how we're going to be sharing our time together, having the welcoming introduction, talking about what is sound, origins of sound. We're going to actually be looking at very cool stuff that is dated 40,000 years ago. So that's actually how old kind of the remains that we have found of the first instruments and the first instruments that were used for healing purposes. So we're talking about brain waves, what are they, what are they important, and how actually they are connected with emotions, and the more they use it for sound, especially when it comes into sound healing. And of course, the most important thing, the most fun part, which is actually you guys experiencing. I think that, you know, the best way to learn is experiencing. And I think that here in the Embodiment Conference, we know that very well. And actually that is something that I apply that to myself and everything. If you can feel it, if you can actually just really transmute it through your body, it's something that you're going to remember, something that then you can actually take with you forward, instead of just seeing here a woman just talking and moving her hands a lot. So let's just actually just go. As you can see, you know, I infuse my sense of humor in everything that I do. So this is me, Monica, as Oscar was very, very lovely presenting me earlier. I'm bringing here over 15 years of experience in mindfulness. At first, as everything, I started with myself. I used to work in corporate, held executive positions, very stressful life. You know, it was like, I never felt like I belonged. It was kind of an intense period of my time, and actually very, very necessary for me to be right now here supporting people and actually bringing that hybrid balance between the practicality of the modern world and all these mystical practices. So at the moment, sound is actually one of my favorite tools. I infuse it with everything. You know, I gather with my C-level guys in suits to do sound healing, with my chefs, you know, like, it's like, yes, sound is the ultimate to actually just not just relax, heal, but also getting back to yourself. So we're gonna get a little bit of a taster of that. And actually, to start about what is sound? We have two ways to describe sound. It actually is the physical way, which is the word that is a vibration that is propagated. Actually, this is the little photo that I have just added into the slide. Actually, it's almost like a 3D photograph of actually what a vibration, what actually the sound would actually look like. And from a more, the way that the brain processes that vibration is actually a perception of a wave. So actually there's a communication, there's a conversation between the sound that's happening outside of us and how our brain is actually processing that information. Everything in the universe is in motion. Actually, sound was the oldest way of communicating. We're actually on Earth when we went here, and a lot of the animals went here. You know, the most premier shapes and forms of life, the molecules, the very primary forms, they actually will communicate through sound. So actually sound is the oldest way of communicating, and it's so impregnated in our DNA, in who we are. Actually, we can't really deny how we hear the rain and that actually really relaxing, or we hear, you know, the a police car, which is like blasting here in London. This is actually happens a lot. It's like, and all of a sudden you just feel that you're kind of on that sort of alert mode. So clearly there's a correlation here. There's something happening between what we hear, how the brain processes that, and how it makes us feel. So how to communicate? Actually, I chose to a little picture. You're gonna see that a lot of pictures going on there, because otherwise it's just like a lot of text, actually a little bit of boring. But dolphins actually are one of the most beautiful creatures. How actually they have developed specific organs to generate sound and communicate with each other. So it's almost like, you know, we humans, yeah, we have the vocal cords, we actually produce sound through that, but actually imagine that we had a specific organ that it was designated to create sound and communicate and use it as a Morse code. So that's actually what happens with dolphins and with a lot of other animals. Uses sound in many species for detecting danger, navigation, like dolphins and whales do as well. And of course, communication. And for every species, we have a limited range of frequencies. I'll talk about this about later. We humans go from 20 to 20,000 hertz in terms of the low and the highest frequencies. You know, and how humans kind of wanted to replicate and use that through culture and technology, developing music and the telephone and radio as a way to broadcast, as a way to share, as a way to expand, and as a way to communicate. And after having said this and actually really start grasping this idea of how we perceive the sounds outside and how the brain is actually processing all of that, but also our internal sounds, I want you guys to get a little bit experiential already. So I'm gonna be playing some sounds. I'm not gonna say where they are, but I really want you to sit down kind of comfortably where you are, closing your eyes, and actually start noticing what is the emotion that is triggered with that sound. So we're gonna start really feeling and understanding at a deeper level, what is this correlation between sound and emotions, and how sound can actually benefit our well-being and our state massively if we actually use them all hand in hand. So if you can actually take a sit and close your eyes and really start tuning to the breath, just take a couple of inhalations and exhalations. Letting all out, allowing the sitting bones to be grounded. For your spine to be vertical, rolling down the shoulders, checking that your jaw is not tense, your mouth, your face. And let's get started. This is the first sound. Keep checking, how does that make you feel? How could you describe that emotion? Also, where do you feel it in your body? What sort of shape and form that emotion is being created? We're gonna now take a little pause. We're gonna recenter back, reflecting a bit on what has happened and registering what was actually the primary emotion that was triggered and was initiated. And we're gonna go with our next one. Thank you. So let's go back to center. If you need to take a big inhale and exhale out. So you kind of recenter back as we're gonna go with sound number three. Recenter again. I'll let you know later which is which, but I'm sure that most of you can actually guess what's happening. Let's go with number four. See that the intensity and the frequency is changing. So just check and notice if also the parts of the body that get more active, that are being triggered, are also different. Sound number five. To breathe. It's a good way to actually rebalance also those emotions and that capacity of read the sound that is coming up. Inhalation, number six. Left, and then I'll ask you now in the chat later to see if actually we can find out which is which. So let's get ready for number seven. Oh, sorry, that was too quick. let's come back to center. Back to ourselves. Take a big inhalation in and one out. And let's get ready for the last one. Slowly opening the eyes and coming back. I love to hear some of your experiences. How did that feel? Did it feel very different from one to the other? Was it kind of very flat? Was it like sometimes like you will get a little bit of a fright, like, oh, what is this? What's happening? And also if you want to actually just go give it a go and have a guess. Thanks, Oscar. Yes. Exactly. It would be very interesting to know. I have to say I had a lot of fun preparing you though. So actually just checking how would it be to escalate and just get a little bit confusing. I'll let you know also which was which. Let's see. Barrett is saying that sharing somewhere relaxing, others styling. Yes, that was the intention. Pleasant at the beginning, then wanted it to end. Yes. That was one of the silence and then loud sound made me jump, but then laugh at myself. 10 o'clock at night, so woke me up. 5 and 6, but I moved a lot. Fantastic. So actually, thank you so much guys for sharing. This is actually clearly the purpose of this exercise, for us to really feel that connection. What's happening with our brain, with our body is able to hear. So the brain processes, the ears hear, but also the body, you know, vibration, frequency, what's happening. So we clearly react. We clearly react to what's happening. And in a way, that's actually something really, really important because actually allows us to really make this connection between sound and emotion, sounds, how we feel. So in the same way that external sound can trigger an emotion, we can also choose what actually what kind of sound. So that sound generates certain feelings, certain emotions. And what we're going to be talking about right now as well is actually with brainwaves. What are the brainwaves that get active so we are able to access certain states of deep relaxation, of deep consciousness, and tapping into a space of creativity, which is exactly what we're going to be doing with these babies behind. Let's get moving on. Nature sounds awaken a deep hunger to be in nature again. Yes, yes. So actually also let me say, so there were the first clip was actually just water on the surface, then water was actually recorded deep down. Then there was a storm. It was a blitz with snow. Then there was a storm, water, tropical storm. I think that the other one was a rocket that actually was just taking off. Then of course the drumming. What it was that? Yeah, I can actually just tell you, but yeah, that was actually some of them, which by the way, beautiful website, BBC, actually is on the credits of my presentation, available sounds actually for having a play or anything that you actually need. I actually have used some of those for my meditation as a background. And the applause and the laughter is kind of, you know, bringing that sort of joy back. Oh, yes, yeah, so nice to laugh, it's to laugh, so nice to feel joy. So yeah, really good. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, yes, yes. So let's get back into the presentation. Let me just see, am I sharing? Share screen. I'm gonna go back into sharing. Yes. So we are back here. I wanna talk to you a little bit about the origins of sound. So we actually have really felt that there's a very deep and obvious connection with what's happening, how we feel, with sound. So I wanted to actually just show you, I mean, the image at the bottom left is actually a modernized version of that Yidaki that was actually on the records, is the first instrument that has been recorded, dated more than 40,000 years ago in the Northern Territories in Australia. Actually, that was the first, as we say, recorded, probably actually that happened before then. It was actually human humans using an instrument, in this case was a wind instrument, as a tool for healing purposes. Of course, then we actually have several sources as well that are connecting the gong to in East China, but also in South America, as far as 16,000 before Christ. And also using his ritual and ceremony, we have a little photo actually on the bottom left, which actually that was the remains in a temple in Mesopotamia. We actually, they shows a little bit of a ritual, and that bit at the center that you see, I mean, of course it's kind of flattened, but that bit at the center you see there's a little bit darker, that's actually a gong. So that bit of that temple that was actually found in Mesopotamia, that dates 4,000 years before Christ, actually. It's not even 4,000 years before ago, actually 6,000 years and a little bit more. So actually we go way back with sound, and we go way back into, especially at those times, humans were way more in touch with nature, much more connected to the elements, to the earth, to actually also much more exposed to actually what nature actually could bring, right? So they were very, very aware of the power and the possibilities that nature would actually bring to them. So actually it was quite fun. And now I want to actually tell you about the brainwaves, which actually are the gates, you know, is it actually the gatekeeper for anything that involves sound. So brainwaves, all in all, you know, they are the root of our thoughts, of our emotions and the behaviors. And actually it's how our neurons communicate from those electrical pulses. It's actually, the sound happens and we actually hear it through the air, through the ear. And then it is straight away processed by the brain, making those pulses, those connections between the neurons. Brainwaves are divided into bandwidths. Actually, you see a little diagram here of the different brainwaves that we as humans are able to hear. And actually what I find is really cool is that depending on the bandwidth, depending on the brainwave, actually it just happens in a specific part of the brain. So, and again, I mean, we still know very little about the brain, but actually through scans and actually having sensors into people listening to sound, actually there have been scientists that have actually been able to identify the areas of the brain that activate specifically with every specific type of sound. So, you know, brain waves are actually like musical notes. The low frequency waves are like a drum beat, you know, like that drum beat that we hear that we heard earlier. And then the higher are more like a high pitch flute. It's actually much more higher pitch. And our brain waves change according to what we're doing, what we're feeling. So of course they don't only change because of the sound that we're listening, but also according to the feelings, whether it is triggered by the sound or actually are feeling something that is going on within us, they are triggered, because ultimately they are the way that our neurons are connected. The neurons connect and talk to each other. So as we saw in the little exercise, our brain waves change according to what we're doing, what we're feeling. Slower brain waves are dominant, and we're gonna be talking a little bit about that right now, when we are tired or when we're slow, actually dreamy. So from a physiological point of view, also that would be spaces where the sympathetic nervous system is triggered, when we are resting, when we are in a space of healing, the rest and restore. And of course the higher frequencies, so when we are really wired, what we say here in the UK, the fight or flight mode, you know, we're kind of really pumping, really kind of just achieving, thriving. So, you know, the brain waves move much, much, much faster. And actually a very cool infographic actually for you to see what's happening in our brains, depending on the frequency of the brain waves that you actually have on the left side. And actually on the right side, you see the impulses or the reactions or the emotions that trigger those brain waves in our brains. As you see, the gamma are the fastest of all the brain waves at the top, the blue stripe. They are high frequency, almost it was a flute, and relate to simultaneous processing information of different parts of the brain. So actually the gamma is when we are all wired up. We are, well, you know, we're doing something, all our attention is there, and all our attention, undivided attention, is into that specific task. What I call sometimes into that fight or flight as well, kind of we are putting all the resources, all the awareness, all the intention into that specific task. which says insight, peak focus, expanded consciousness. Then we get into better, which are a little bit, as you see, you know, the patterns are a little bit more spaced out in between. They're not that quick, that rapid. We're still into a state of alertness, but it's actually the most normal working state of consciousness. So actually right now, we will be in between beta and alpha. Alpha a little bit more into active listening, but depending on how engaged you are into this conversation, whether you are already sleeping or you're still with your eyes open, you will be a little bit more into beta or into alpha. So actually beta are the ideal and optimal states for cognition. So learning, active learning. So not just actually the listening, but also into active listening and experiential. Then we get into alpha. So alpha is a little bit more about, we start getting into the relaxation space. So it's way less the doing and much more about processing. So actually we have a little bit more of our brain space. So we have creativity, visualization. When we start using meditation, for instance, and we start visualizing, let's actually say, you know, I'm doing my morning meditation, I'm visualizing how my day is gonna go. That's usually our brain waves are gonna be activated, because even if I'm really relaxed, my brain is really busy because I'm creating this reality in my head. Then we continue to the zeta, which actually are the ones that we're going to be experiencing with these babies right here. Zeta are the ones that usually appear during sleep, but also in the state of deep meditation. It's actually the gateway to learning, memory, and intuition. So what we're talking about here is actually the intention is not drawn outside anymore, it's actually drawn within. So because we're using all the resources in the brain to really bring the attention within, we're able to listen to what the body was going on inside. So whether it is, you know, warning signs of, oh, self-care, oh, you should this and that, or actually is tapping into that creative space of, okay, finding the answers within. And that zeta state actually is very, very interesting because as I call sound healing, and the way that I actually like to joke about it is saying that sound healing is a shortcut for meditation. Because, you know, you're in meditation, you're sitting on meditation, you're kind of just trying to concentrate, kind of you're counting or visualizing, whatever it is, but the mind is busy. The mind has an average of 10 to 12,000 thoughts a day. So the mind is designed to, you know, keep bringing things in, you know, the shopping list, you need to pick up your kid, oh, the neighbor, remember that email. So of course, I mean, that's actually, the mind is designed to do all that kind of stuff. And when we do meditation with sound healing, what's happening is because of these babies with these friends of ours, brainwaves, because the frequency and the sound that the balls or the gongs or the crystal balls generate, they have this conversation with our brain and activate the zeta and also delta brainwaves. So we get this shortcut into that deep state of relaxation and consciousness, even if we don't want to, because, you know, the brain is already triggering all that transformation, all that emotion, all that experience, as we experience earlier with all the little sounds and the little clips. And then finally, the delta. The delta is primarily into states of REM sleep. Sometimes as well, if you are a seasoned meditation practitioner, or actually you know, you're able to go quite deep in your meditation, or even when you're doing sound healing, you go into delta. A lot of people would actually experience and talk about, you know, almost like out of body experiences that they just feel themselves like flying, kind of just getting into kind of a little bit more of a dreamy state. That's actually where the delta waves actually are being activated. So now we're getting into sound healing. Why sound healing and why we're doing all of this and why you guys are here with me today? Besides, you know, having a good time and learning a little bit more about sound. But as we know, sound is something that comes within us. It's actually part of our nature, ancestral level. It's something that we resonate, we relate to. So having learned and having heard, having shared what we have shared so far, we actually know that we can trick and we can adapt, we can actually play around with the sounds that we generate in order to benefit, in order to access certain spaces. So with these zeta and delta brainwaves that these sound, these balls are going to be generating, these are the benefits that we might actually experience. Quieting the mind, reducing stress and anxiety, because of course the mind is going to be grooving into that zeta brainwave. So there's no space for the neighbor, the shopping list, or anything else, you know, there's no space for that. The brain is not operating into that frequency. Synchronizing our brain waves into that deep meditative state because the brain is going to match what it's hearing. Enhancing awareness into that mind and body connection because we are lowering down, almost eradicating the external sound or the interferences that we actually will experience on a day-to-day basis. All the attention comes within. So then we're able to listen. Mental clarity, intuition, and problem solving. Actually, this is actually when we get into this into the zeta and the delta, especially in the brainwaves that are generated during REM sleep. REM sleep is the one that actually does the problem solving for us. That's why the saying of, I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to sleep on it. Why? Because the brain does problem solving while you're sleeping. You know, like you hear all these stories from Nikola Tesla and a lot of inventors and visionaries that used to sleep with a notebook by the bedside table. Because during the REM sleep, we'd actually do this problem solving and wake up in the morning, say, I got it, I'm gonna write it down. So when we're able to access that space and we are able to tap into it through sound, we're doing the same, we're actually accessing and tapping into that same problem solving capacity. And of course, creating harmony in our body, organs and cells, because it also has physical benefits. When the mind is able to lower down that intensity, all the organs, all the body are able to tap into that rest and restore space. So then we can actually allow for the organs, for the tissues, for the systems to restore. Beautiful. So we're now getting into the fun part, which is you guys experiencing what is sound healing and sound healing with ancient Tibetan bowls. Ancient Tibetan bowls, especially when they were originated, of course, in Asia, they actually dated the remains that I actually found so far is actually about 2,500 years old. And again, it's really interesting that we're bringing all these ancient tools to actually this modern technology. I'm sure that you have heard about the isotronic tones and the binaural beats and all this kind of computer-based, computer-created sounds, which is actually amazing. A lot of people actually that have, you know, issues to sleep and have to relax are great, but, you know, I'm here vouching for bringing back all this wisdom, ancestral wisdom that is very much rooted in our origins to actually experience all of that. And in a way, also honoring our ancestors, honoring our tradition. So before we get into lying down, closing the eyes, getting headphones, do we have any questions? If not,
we have quite a lot of questions. Yeah, we also have a really nice piece of feedback, which I thought I'd read out for you. Katerina says she's been seeking this type of information for years, but it never came across in such a concentrated form. Thank you. Oh, yeah. You've got such a detailed bit of information there. It was really amazing. So thank you for that. I've got quite a few questions, so I'll just start at the top. So you can let me know when you want to move on, or we can hold them till after.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really very interested because I'm looking at the time and I really want you guys to experience as much sound as possible. So we can actually try and experience. I mean, right now is actually 22. Mm-hmm. So at least having 15 minutes of pure bliss.
Yeah.
So then, you know, like you have my details, you can actually get in touch with me later, you know, any ways that the online universe works. Love the pictures, thank you. I have more fun pictures later as well, you know, like I'm a bit of a banter person. I really, you know, it's like
no problem.
Fun.
We'll be putting your contact details in the chat. So people, if we don't have time to do the questions, I think it'd be much better for us to all have an experience of what Monica is telling us about. So I think we'll try and get some in the end, but we'll just go on with the experience.
Fantastic. So let's do that. So without further delay, you guys preferably lying down so you can actually have the full experience of receiving. Lying down, closing your eyes. If you need to actually dim the light at home or just actually close the curtains, whatever it is. Also using headphones. That's going to be much, much better on your end. And while you're set up, I'm going to also set up because I need to, there you go, turn on original sound. I need to move back a little bit and I'm going to also get my microphone a little bit closer. So you can all really enjoy an experience. I mean, what it is about learning that we can actually experience it, then it's just words. So let's all get started. And as you lie down, you're gonna close your eyes. And you're gonna allow the floor, you're gonna allow the ground, Mother Earth, to really hold you, to really sustain you, to really make you feel that you're safe, that this is a safe space for you to relax, for you to let go, for you to heal, for you to go inwards and connect with that infinite source of resources, of love, of answers, of wisdom. And allow the sound to take over. If at any point the mind wanders, just come back to the breath.
Thank you.
take a deep breath in and slowly breathing all the way up. Slowly coming back to your physical body, to the space where you are, to the present moment. Coming up seated, wiggling toes, fingers, stretching, yawning, whatever you have to do. Oh, you all look so glowy. I love it. This is the best part of my job, actually seeing your faces afterwards. It's like, this works. I can tell. Oscar, my love, I'm not sure we have time for questions, do we?
No, we're just at the end. I mean, we could probably squeeze maybe one or two in if they were like sort of quick ones. I don't know if you can see the Q&A section.
I can go and try, which is actually just, oh. Sorry, I was just trying. Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to say, yeah, welcome back, and Hugh, thanks.
Oh, yes.
Recommendations, rewards, and grab a bite after the sessions. You actually just come back. It's been short but intense. Yeah, questions, Q&A. Yes.
Yeah, I think we'll probably just let people give you some feedback saying that was a great session, so wonderful, rather than go into questions, because I don't want us to run over. That's our sort of commitment, to keep people finishing on time. So yeah, just Jen saying that was beautiful, many thanks. Todd saying thanks, that was great, thank you, gracias, so much, thank you so much, just lots of gratitude for that. And it was a really beautiful experience. I really appreciated that, to just have a chance to get a sense of what you're actually offering and what you're so passionate about as well, because clearly you love what you're doing, and that's
that comes across. And and, you know, especially these days that, you know, COVID and has actually just forced us to engage and to see each other in a different perspective, you know, and connect with each other. Feel free to reach out, you know, online. I'm based in London. I don't travel that much these days because of obvious reasons. But, you know, I would love to hear from you. Oh, my dogs also love it. Oh, cool. Yeah. This is beautiful because, you know, we're doing energy healing and, you know, to the plants, to the dogs, to any live beings, everyone benefits for this. So I'm really, really glad that the doggies also enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah. So just some closing announcements for everyone, and then we'll come back to Monica for her final top tip. So if you've enjoyed this session, I know I certainly have. So there's Facebook groups and coffee breaks. You're welcome to join us in coffee breaks as well, Monica, if you want to share what your experience was, talk to other people about what you've discovered here, and also hear from other people in other sessions about what they've discovered from other teachers. We want to thank Rafe Kelly again from Evolve Move Play for making it possible to have this channel. If you want to own the library for yourself, to digest and take time over the material, then that is an option for you. They have learning lists that come with the library, so you can work through the material in a progressive and logical way, audio only formats, so that you can listen while you're doing other things. And while the course is running, you get 50% off, which is a great discount. It's a big thank you to the people who've put on this. It's also what makes it possible for everyone to watch it free while it's running. So that's all we've got in terms of announcements. Back to you, Monica, for your final word.
Thank you. And I wanted to say big thank you, big gratitude, big honor to Oscar, to everyone behind the scenes that you can't really see, to Mark, to everyone that envisioned, that has put all the time, all the energy to actually make this happening for almost 2 weeks. 500,000 people registered, which actually is like massive, massive, massive. So thank you so, so, so very much from my heart. And my embodiment tip, which also you can find in the presentation. Allow yourself 5 minutes a day to reconnect with your body, to listen to its natural sounds, reminding you that you are already home. So, you know, that's part of this working with sound and working with this magic, to actually also remember that all that beauty, that all that stuff that we can see also exists within us, lives within us.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you. And remember, Monica's website is in the link there. So if you want to get in touch with her via her website, then you can do that. And that's it. Thank you very much, everyone, for being part of this. And goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.